going through because he goes through it too. He's here to talk about it. It's seed and feed, chemicals and compost, vaccinations and irrigation. It's time for Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
Oh, you got to turn the red button on to talk. So here I am. Can you not hear me? Turn your volume up over there. Yeah. Anyway, I got some guests in the studio. Hey, good day to all you great stewards of the land. It's Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark on 96.5 KECO. Current weather is 85 degrees. Humidity is at 55%. Winds are out of the south, southwest at 10 to 15 with gusts up to 20 right now. In the studio today, I have Jeff Connor, FFA ag instructor from Canute, Oklahoma. Can you hear me now?
Yes, sir.
Okay, cool. Anyway, I got him in the studio. I got Colt Randall, a student of his, in here. And I got my, what do we want to call you? Come on. What do we, ag reporter in training, Chancey Ripito, in here. So we got a full house in here today. But first of all, I want to touch on something, and you guys can text in your opinion on this. Help me out on this, and text it into the KECO Ag Line at 580-225-9697. Yesterday, I kind of touched on a deal where we were talking about over the Biden sides with the farmers over the right to repair their tractor software battle. Well, I did a little investigation yesterday, but before I tell you my results, I just want to briefly read you this from Rutgers. U.S. President Joe Biden wants the Federal Trade Commission to limit the ability of farm equipment manufacturers to restrict tractor owners from using independent repair shops to complete some repairs on their own, and a source briefed on the matters told Rutgers Tuesday. Biden's planned executive order on competition, expected to be released in the coming days, will encourage the Federal Trade Commission to address this issue. And it's not only with tractors, it's with airplanes. There's a lot more to it than just farm equipment. Some tractor manufacturers like Deere and Company use repair tools and software to prevent third parties from performing some repairs. Deere and the FDC, Federal Trade Commission, did not immediately comment. The FTC wrote a report to Congress in May that discussed the right to repair, which addresses the issues of limits the manufacturers put on who can repair items ranging from mobile phones to home appliances to cars to tractors, whatever. This also raise the price of repairs. Well, so I called a friend of mine yesterday. He wanted to be anonymous. And he said that right now, because he's an independent repairman, he says right now that he can repair anything from a John Deere to a Case to a Kubota to a Peterbilt truck to a Mack truck, a Kenworth, anything he wants. He said all they have to do is buy that manual from UK, which is Best Manuals Online, and it's $600. And you download it on your computer, and he can go out there, he can clear codes. I mean, there's some stuff that they can't do, but also at your dealers, there's a lot of things on that software they can't do that they got to actually call the big boys, whether it's John Deere, Case, whoever. But he said what he don't understand is there's a lot of stuff, especially on the newer equipment, that you have to buy special tools to fix it anyway, and the tools are astronomical. It's crazy. He said, I can't afford some of the tools I need to do some repairs. And he said, and that's why your repairs basically at the dealerships are a little higher than normal, because there's a lot of tools involved that you got to fix this newer equipment. But he also touched on something I touched on yesterday, that a lot of these things that are going wrong with equipment, whether it's a swather, a combine, a tractor, it doesn't matter what it is, no matter who it's made for. He said all these sensors and all this stuff was mandated by the government to put on there, and death being one of them, on your fuel sensor. your exhaust, the whole nine yards. He said there's a lot of that going on there, but that's just his opinion, and I'm looking for some more opinions. If you guys want to text in to the 225-9697, tell me your thoughts on this deal that they're talking about with our rights to repair, because some of this stuff, he said, even the dealerships don't even know how to fix yet. You know, they got to call it in. So anyway, just text in your deal and I'll bring it up later in the show. But we got a little bit we're going to come right back and do a little weather update, and we're going to talk to Jeff, Colt, and Jancy, and we'll be right back. It's Today in Ag on 96.5 KECO.
Why do people use us? Yeah, they use us because we provide a very quality service. We're very personable. It seems like every customer we have, we've become friends with. They like us and the guy that drives our fuel truck, born and raised there, and he knows everyone. And if you do what you say, I think it goes a long ways. Our company is called Flow Fuel. Fuel company that sells farm fuel to farmers around western Oklahoma. We started with one guy over in Delhi. And it's grown to a pretty good amount. Oh, Mangum to Reed to Wheeler to Cheyenne, a couple up in
Arnett,
over to
Elk
Hydro,
City, Canute,
Carter, Willow, Sayre. We have free delivery for 500 gallons or more up to 50 miles. Over 50 miles, depends on how much you're buying, but if you're buying a minimum amount and we have to go beyond that, then we have a little surcharge.
My name is Jamie Washburn.
My name is Daniel Bennett. Our company is called Flow Fuel.
Call 339-8111.
Call 339-8111.
Don't you love it when an insurance company tells you which doctor you can go to and which medical treatment you can get? Well, several people within the sound of my voice right now got a letter from their insurance company back at the beginning of the year telling them they could no longer use a particular pharmacy. They had to go to a big box store to try to save a couple of bucks here and there. So some of those people switched pharmacies and gave it a try. But within a few months, they decided they'd had enough, and they came back. Turns out, trying to save a few bucks wasn't worth the price they had to pay in service. They didn't like being just another customer in line, a nameless sale. They missed being taken care of. They decided to go back to Grandview Pharmacy, where the folks behind the counter know them and care about them. When it comes to the medicine that keeps you feeling good, or could even save your life, it matters who's taking care of you. And taking care of you is just what they do at Grandview Pharmacy and Gifts, 1220 West 3rd in Elk City.
Today in Ag is back with Jimmy Clark.
Welcome back, everybody. We got current weather is 85 degrees, winds out of the south, southwest at 10 to 15 with gusts up to 20, according to my weather app. But the guys that in here said they wasn't that blowing that hard, but we are in town. And so got lots of trees around the radio station here. Before we get started with our guest today, just want to remind you guys how you can listen to the show. Obviously, you can listen to the show on 96.5 KECO FM on your dial. And if you're out of the range of which we have a very powerful state radio station here, 100,000 watts, you can also download the Paragon Communications app, which is really easy to do. And you can also, at any given time, go to kcofm.com and hit the tab on on-air shows, hit Today in Ag, and you can listen to any of the shows. All my shows are on there. They're all being recorded. And so I have Jeff Connors. I say that right, Dan?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, you looked at me like, that's not my name. And I got Colt Randall, and I got Jancy Ripito in the house with me today. And we're going to be talking about FFA, what's going on with an ag instructor, what's happening in the FFA world right now. We're going to be talking to Colt about the lifestyle of a baseball player and showing sheep. And Jancy's going to be interviewing him for me. We're going to have some fun in here today. But starting with you, Jeff, when did you come to Canute?
Oh, it would have been, this is my 10th year at Canute.
Okay.
I taught a half a year down at Marlow. It was a chance to come back home. I grew up Elk City guy, so
right.
It was a chance to come back home about 10 years ago, and been there ever since.
So you live in Canute?
Yes, sir.
All right. Is that a requirement of an ag teacher?
It is not. I mean, it's kind of pretty close to the community, but you don't have to live in the community. But just know that there's going to be a lot of traveling if you don't live pretty close to the school or the school farm.
You got a school truck.
Well, that gets frowned upon. You start driving that too many miles.
Yeah, I know. I remember the days. Well, so last year during the pandemic, what was the ups and downs of being an ag teacher with stock shows and, well, everything even going on in the shop, welding, your classrooms? Tell us some ups and downs.
It was tough. You know, for the last 18 months, since last March, you know, what made me want to be an ag teacher kind of got took away from us for the last 18 months. You know, we couldn't go to speech contest. Couldn't be in the shop in close quarters. You would have kids, and even as a teacher, you'd prepare and prepare and prepare, and then you might not get to go. And that was extremely tough. You know, it was hard to get motivated. And by far, last year was one of the hardest years of my 10 years, just not knowing what tomorrow is going to bring. You know, we're going to wake up this morning and school's canceled because we had an outbreak. But we were very fortunate that we controlled it pretty well. We did our day-to-day, what we need to do, you know, wear masks, social distance, and move on. And it was a tough year, but it was also a growing year, with the virtual, which I think it has its place, but I wouldn't want to do it full time.
Tell me about the virtual. I want to know how you did. How do you virtual weld?
It's pretty tough. Unless you're, and luckily my deal was a little bit different where, as a core teacher, they had to stay on track where I could tell my kids, hey, if you can show me proof that you're outside working or you're doing something, with your hands on, then we can accept that or, I can give you a grade for that. But there's no way that I would want to do that full time. It was very tough. I hope we'll never go back to it.
It was tough. Well, so taking if you're just joining us, this is Today in Ag on 96.5 KECO. I got Jeff Coleman, FFA ag instructor from Canute, and one of his students, Colt Randall, and we have my protege, Jancy Riptoe. She's in here. She's helping me today. She's going to join us in on all of our FFA because we're going to try to do one or two every week or every other week, ag instructors and students from all of our listening area, which is a big listening area. In case you guys don't know, we got Roger Mills, Dewey, Custer, Warshtaw, Beckham, Greer, Harmon, Jackson, Kiowa, and then we got three counties out in Texas. So this is a big listening area. So I got a lot of ag instructors.
That's right.
Invite, and you're my first. So.
Well, so. It's nowhere but up from here, I'll promise you that.
So during the pandemic, you say you was doing virtuals. So fall of last year, fall of last year, how did the pandemic affect your stock showing?
There was a lot of our jackpot shows canceled, the smaller shows.
During the summer
yep. And early fall. And, our major shows, they still had them, but they had to spread them out and make sure, we do all the social distancing. And, there for a while, we were worried about Tulsa. Was it going to happen? Was it not? And luckily our legislators and our state staff stepped up and got it to say, hey, this is what we're going to do. These are the guidelines we're going to follow. And,
did the animals have to wear masks?
It's hard to keep a mask on a pig. but no, everybody worked really tough to make sure, really hard to make sure that with the guidelines that we put in place that we were still able to continue. Of course, State Fair of Oklahoma, that didn't happen, but we were able to go to Tulsa.
Right.
And then even into the spring, we still faced that challenge of, our Southwest District shows that there were still guidelines we had to follow and make sure. And people were ready to get out. I think last year we had record numbers at some pig jackpots that people were just ready to go. And, when you have 600-700 people in the Elk City Civic Center for a pig show, you do what you can to social distance, but it's pretty tough in that building.
Oh, I imagine.
But the
small shows during the summer, they just canceled them.
They
right?
just canceled them. Or there was some that they would put up tents and have them outside and not being in close quarters.
Well, so getting away a little bit away from the stock shows, your speech contest and your leadership deals, did they happen at the Royal, or are they meeting? They're meeting in Indianapolis now. That's
yes, long yes. It has been back to Indianapolis, and that last year national convention was canceled. They are moving forward and said this year it's going to happen. So I think as long as there's no spikes or anything, you know, and with that stuff, it's tough because they got to sign contracts so far out to make sure we have venues and speakers and, you know, everything in place.
Motel rooms.
So, you know, they had to cancel it pretty early, you know, last year. And now we're hoping we can move forward. You know, we had state convention in the spring and it was great for the kids. I'm glad that we got to go, but they had to limit numbers. Right. You know, each chapter was only allowed to bring so many kids. You had so many seats.
And how many? Compare the numbers. How many do you usually take, and how many could you take?
We usually take anywhere from 20 to 25.
Okay.
Last year we had a maximum of 12, and that is kids, sponsors, and everything.
Oh wow!
So that's pretty tough. Pretty tough to do, you know. And then you got to pick and choose. Okay, which kids get to go, or which kids, you know, are on the top of that list, where. You know, at a state convention, that's where we want to take our younger kids and really get them motivated and get them involved. And
oh, I remember going to the state convention. Yes. And I remember going to the national convention. There's nothing like it.
Oh,
it's nothing but blue coats.
Seeing, you know, 40,000 blue coats at national convention, you know, it's a huge deal. And the impact they make on those communities and those cities. And there's no better feeling than, you know, we just went to alumni camp last week and we stopped in Tulsa to eat. And the lady that was taking our order, you know, the kids walked off and she said, man, you have the politest kids and so nice. She said, so you're not from Tulsa. I was like, no, we're from Western Oklahoma. And, you know, as a teacher and as a parent whose kids aren't an ag yet or, you know, traveling that much, that's probably one of the greatest things to hear if, hey, your kids are amazing.
Well, Paul Cornett was he's a special agent with the Oklahoma Agriculture Department, was in here Monday. He said the exact same thing. He said it was not only the kids, but the people. Yeah, you get a bad apple every now and then, but the kids and the people of Western Oklahoma, there's nothing like it. I mean, there's just, you know, when I first moved to Kansas City, I was waving at everybody and they were flipping me off coming back. Yeah. I was like, what up,
yeah, man? No clue, but no. I think we're very privileged to live out in Western Oklahoma. I mean, it is a blessing every day. The kids and the parents that I have in my program that, you know, we may not always see eye to eye, but they're just amazing, amazing people.
Yeah. It's Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark on 96.5 KECO. I have Jeff Coleman, FFA instructor from Canute, Oklahoma, Wichita County, in here. And I got Colt Randall. He's coming up after the break. And I got Jancy Ripito, my protege, my reporter in training. Oh, I was saying it wrong. Jeff, what am I doing? Anyway, so it's Jeff Connor, not Coleman, sorry. And I actually know him from his first name basis. But, well, what have you been doing this summer?
Well,
driving around the truck?
Just, you know, enjoying the AC. And no, we actually started last year in the pandemic when we were out of school. We started doing a feed out program for calves and cleaning up that facility and getting shop ready for next year and our ag farm. And I also serve as the Southwest Area VP for the Oklahoma Ag Teachers Association. So we're working on that, getting our annual golf tournament together, which is all in, you know, in August. Try to meet as many new teachers as we can in our area. That way they know if, hey.
Is that at the golf tournament?
That's at the golf tournament or, you know, at alumni camp, meet them or just reach out to them. You know, maybe call them, shoot them an email or whatever it may be. Just that way they know me and I know them. And, you know, if you need something, I'm here. You know, it's scary going in that first year thinking you think you have to know everything. But even 10 years in, I know very small portion. I'm still learning day to day.
That's why Larry Long spent 50 years as an ag teacher.
Yes, he did. And to this day, I still call him on things that, you know, how should I handle this situation or thinking about it, like how would he handle it or what would he do? And I'm not saying that's always right or the right way to do it.
Yeah,
but
we are talking to Larry Long.
Yeah, but, you know, the pranks and stuff, but just knowing that having that that background that he's always there. And we've got a lot of area ag teachers that are great to call upon and You know, and in 50, and I don't want to do, if I want to do it 50 years, but, you know, teach 30 years, I want to have that kind of legacy of, hey, I can call Mr. Connor and he's going to help me out.
Right. So what do you guys do at the alumni camp?
It is a 4-day leadership camp, character building, goal setting. It's mainly, it's just for the kids. They work with the state officers and past state officers for them to really set goals and to understand the ins and outs of who they are and who they want to be. It's up in, it's like I said, it's in south of Tulsa at Wagner, and it's just 4 days of them getting to know themselves.
Muggy and hot. There's no wind there.
No, that's what I tell them. You know, they grab
Did
about
you
the.
Go?
Yeah, I went.
Oh, was it hot?
It was hot.
No wind.
Yeah.
So you got this golf tournament coming up.
Yes, sir.
And that's at Shawnee this year.
It will. We moved it to Shawnee at the Fire Lake golf course.
Gambling, drinking, and golfing. What a good combination.
Well, we're all straight-laced, so we don't have to worry about that. But, no, it's just a chance for us to raise scholarship money to go back to the kids and, to you know, for whether WLC scholarships, which is Washington Leadership Conference, and college scholarships to give back to the kids, you know, in years to come.
And how much money do you think guys think hoping to raise, I guess?
We usually average make about $6,000 a year profit.
Pretty good.
So and we're good. You know, we've got some great hole sponsors throughout the state that get you know, do the hole sponsors and bring a team. But you know, we've got everybody from you know, fundraising groups to state staff to alumni to the whole sponsors, and so it works out really good.
So, Wendy, what's your schedule like this fall? Are you going to do a lot of stock shows this year? Are you going to try to make up for
it? We're going to make up for it. We're going to hit the ground running as soon as school starts on August 12th, and we're going to go. I mean, we'll have speech contest and I'm looking forward to it.
He's over here.
I always tell Colts I've never got to go to Denver with them or Kansas City, and it's his senior year. So, you know, we just got that new ag pickup. So I plan on putting the miles and hauling sheep and with those guys to go to Kansas City or Louisville. So,
well, I got a question from a listener. Were you still able to award the Star Green Hand Awards during the pandemic?
We had to kind of change things up a little bit just because a lot of the activities were. So we had to do it. I do a kind of a point system, and the points weren't as high as they were, but we still awarded, you know, at our banquet. You know, those kids have worked hard, you know, and we want to keep them on that's, you know, knowing that, hey, if you put in the work, you're going to get rewarded.
So, yeah,
we did. We still did at our banquet, you know. We kind of had to, not necessarily change it up, but had to really focus of, you know, what kids deserved it. And
the criteria
was
stricter.
Yes, the criteria, very important.
Stricter. That's good. So are you guys, you got your, do you guys have a FFA slave sale over there?
Labor auction.
Our labor, I'm
yes,
sorry.
Yes.
Labor auction, politically correct. My bad. Anyway, I'm old school.
Yes, right? Sir. Yes, sir.
Anyway, labor auction. How much did you raise if you did?
This year we done like right at 26,000. That's down a little bit from what we have been in the past. But, you know, when I come into Canute, growing up in Elk City, we didn't serve a meal at labor auction. When I come into Canute, we always serve, they serve calf fries there for as long as I can remember.
Did you bring any?
I did.
You brought some to
Vermont? Oh, did I? No, I've got some, but I can bring you some. But no, that's one of the first things I was told is we're going to continue our meal, right? And I was like, absolutely. And we have a great following of supporters, and not only, you know, Canute, but Elk City, Cordell, Sayre. It's amazing how much support the ag programs have throughout Western Oklahoma. No matter what's going on, they're going to show up.
Well, before we I got to pay some bills here in a minute. As they, Drew calls it, pay some bills. In other words, a commercial. What all animals are showed at Canute? What all variety? You got, obviously, you got sheep. You got goats? You got calves?
We've got sheep, goats, calves, pigs, chickens, the broilers, and that's, so we had all five species.
Oh, good.
You know, we have had interest in the horse deal, but that falls more into 4-H. So, I mean, if they ever do it in FFA, I'll be on board. I don't know anything about it, but we'll be on board to do it. Anything to get the kids involved. I mean, I'll try just about anything to get kids involved.
Well, it's the Day in Ag with Jimmy Clark on 96.5 KECO. I got Canute FFA instructor Jeff Connor in here, not Coleman. I don't know where that came from. I think Jeremy had texted me your deal, and it says Coleman. It doesn't say Connor, so I'm going to blame it on Jeremy Warren.
That'll be fine. Blame it on him.
I'm going to blame it on him. Colt Randall's in here. FYI, he had the grand champion sheep at the OIE last spring. And was it a cross?
It was a hemp.
That's what I thought.
I was wrong on that. See? That
teacher don't even know. I was sitting there, is that a cross or a hemp?
He has so many, I couldn't remember which one it was.
So anyway, we'll be right back, and Jancy gets to take over the interview, and you guys don't have to listen to me. But if you guys got any questions, you can always text in at 225-9697. We'd appreciate it.
This is Jerry Nine, owner of the Woodbird Livestock Auction. First sale is Thursday, July the 15th. We're expecting 3,500 cattle. We'll start the auction at 8 a.m. From Mutual, got 45 steers and heifers at 450. They're weaning 45 days. It's Scott's Howell, Coleman, 71 steers and heifers, 6 to 7. Woodbird, 96 heifers at 7. Cher, 138 steers, 9 to 1,000. Seymour, Texas, 57, Mick, 7.5. Laverne, 220 steers, 7 a quarter to 1,000. Colgate, Oklahoma, 199 steers and heifers, 5 to 750. They're weaning. Tulsa, 83 heifers, 6.5. Dodge City, Kansas, 82 heifers, 6.5. Eyesight, 80 mixed cattle, 7 to 9. Clinton, 65 steers and heifers at 8. Sharon, 61 steers, 9.5. And London, Texas, 159 steers and heifers, 5 to 650 their weight. Again, we're expecting 3,500 cattle. We will start the auction 8 a.m. sharp. For this Tuesday, July the 20th, we will have 30 extremely nice black bred heifers start calving in September, bred to low birth weight black bulls. Give us a call. Thanks again, Jerry Nine and the Woodford Livestock Auction.
This is an audio demo of the new Sonic app. Just look at that menu. Here are some of the Sonic classics, clearly. I'll customize my tots by adding those. Gotta get the ocean water. What is that color? An ocean blue? See that? Drinks and slushes are always half price in the app. And this is how you do the contactless payment. Will you look at that? I guess you can't. But you can when you order in the Sonic app.
Limited time offer. Exclusions apply. See app for details. Mobile ordering available at select locations.
Looking for a spacious, professional event center for your perfect event? Available year-round, the Frisco Conference Center in Clinton has an affordable environment open to groups of all sizes. Each room can be easily adjusted to accommodate the size of your event with a fully equipped kitchen for any catering needs, a complete audio-visual system for more technical presentations and programs. The Frisco Conference Center is perfect for large conferences, small company meetings, and family gatherings. Whether it's corporate or a social event, the Frisco Conference Center in Clinton makes an elegant impression on their guests. Call 580-323-7874 or find them on Facebook.
The Day in Ag is back with Jimmy Clark.
Welcome back. It's the Day in Ag on 96.5 KECO. Welcome to the show, Mr. Colt.
Thank you.
Jancy, are you ready?
I'm ready.
You guys bear with us today because she's going to do a lot better job interviewing than me. So you can text in that you'd rather have her, and I'll just give her the money. She can show up every day. But Jancy, take over.
It's my turn?
It's your turn.
Okay. Well, for those of you who don't remember me, I'm Jimmy's reporter in training. I'm Jancy Ripito. And today I'm here with Colt Randall from Canute. Colt, how are you?
Good. How are you?
What have you been up to lately?
Lamb barn, baseball, and
working. Yeah. So Jimmy touched on this just a few minutes ago. Can you tell us about your recent win at OIE?
Man, that was really exciting. I mean, I've always dreamed about like just really being in the limo. I didn't know if I'd ever get the chance to get that handshake, but I mean, just the feeling. Whenever I saw him walking my way, it was insane.
I felt it for you. I was down there. I felt, while he was walking toward you, I got excited for you. So I can't even imagine what was going through your head when he shook your hand. Can you give us a step-by-step day of what you do in the sheep barn?
I mean, we go out there every day, working them, setting them up, just getting them show ready. And then we'll exercise them. I mean, we'll walk them. We'll blow dry their legs, put shag's wagon on, blow it out. I mean, just everything you could imagine.
It's a busy day.
Yeah, all day.
How many?
Yeah. Me and you's thinking a lot.
It's a lot. How many sheep you have right now?
Right now on feed, I have about 10. I mean, there's probably about 16, 17 between me and my little brother.
Okay. How do you balance baseball, showing, school, and everything else that you're involved in?
It's really tough. I mean, lately, about the past 2 weeks, before workouts, before baseball, before a lot of other stuff, I'll wake up at 6:30 and I'll be out at the barn until probably 12 o'clock. And then whatever I have to do the rest of the day.
Do you have a girlfriend?
Yes, I do.
That adds to the schedule. Sorry.
I knew you were going to ask that, Jimmy.
You know me too well.
I know you too well, Jimmy.
Cool.
So you're going to be a senior, right?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. What are your plans after you graduate?
I'm going to go play baseball somewhere. I mean, I have an offer from Seminole State College right now. That's a really good school. I'll probably end up going there. After baseball, I'm not real sure. I'll probably go to OSU, get some ag degree, and then I'll go help Ty do whatever he needs.
Help Tyrell.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Jimmy, did you have anything you wanted to ask Colt?
So, OIE, I know very few people that has won OIE, and that's on your resume, and that's big time on your resume, because
yes,
that's
sir.
A big show. And so, what did your land bring?
He brought $15,000 at the sale.
And then, do you win prize money besides what's at the auction?
I had that lamb probably about 10 months. I had him a long time. And he's my favorite lamb I've ever had. I mean, he's a barn favorite.
What was his name?
Buddy.
Buddy, okay.
Ty has three little girls, and then Cooper Newcomb that helps Ty. He has two little twins. And as soon as I'd let Buddy out of the pen, I mean, he'd just walk right up to the twins, and it was like a dog to them.
Right.
And they're the ones that named him. And, I mean, that's probably the calmest lamb I've ever seen.
So you guys got 10 in the barn right now?
I got 10.
You got 10.
There's probably 100 and something at the barn.
So all 10 of yours got names?
Not yet.
Not yet?
Not yet.
How come?
I don't know.
Do you got all your pigs named?
I haven't named a single one yet.
Really?
Yeah.
I didn't know that. Oh, I learned something today.
You got to find that favorite before you name it.
Yeah.
Yes, you do.
Does Carter name his?
Carter doesn't show.
But he did one time, didn't
he? He did it one time, but I think he'd rather go fishing.
Yeah, we know that. Yeah, you're right. So what'd you do with all your money?
Oh, I put it back in the livestock account. That's going to help me with the next sheep and the
next set?
Yes, yeah. Sir.
So do you know off the top of your head or even close, what does it cost to feed one from the time you get him until you're done showing?
There's no telling. I mean, it really depends. Different sheep you have to feed different ways. I mean, some of them you'll feed a pound and a half of feed. Other ones you'll feed a quarter of a pound of feed.
So are you making any money?
Yeah.
Are you?
Yeah.
Somebody paying your feed bill?
I mean,
I didn't mean to put you on the spot. I'm good about that. So anyway, because when I was showing Larry Long and Alan Copas, they made us keep our records, on what our expenses was. And I wasn't very good at it. I mean, how much that Duroc sow cost you to feed out and have all those piglets? I don't know. So, I mean, but I was just wondering, because some people do, because I know, I paid the feed bill on a heifer calf or steer calf a couple of years ago for a girl out in Merritt, and it was right at $2,000 to feed a steer out. That doesn't include the cost of the steer. It's crazy.
It is, and luckily, the last couple of years, we have went to an online computer system for record keeping. And it will tell you when you get done, if you put all your records in there, when you get done, it will tell you exactly what you have in that animal.
Right.
To see if you are. And so it's good. And I know, these kids, they that record system is pretty important, especially when you figure out of, hey, one day I'm going to have to go to the bank and borrow money, or I've got to do this. And once they learn how to keep accurate records, I mean, it's a game changer.
It's the Day in Ag with Jimmy Clark on 96.5 KECO. I got Jeff Connor. I got it right this time. Second test two times in a row. Jeff Connor, FFA instructor from Canute, Oshtaw County in here. And one of his students, Colt Randall's in here. And my reporter in training that does a way better job asking questions than me, Jancy Ripito. We got a few more questions, then we're going to talk to them a little bit here. And so, you play baseball?
Yes, sir.
And you're a starter, obviously. I heard you are.
Yes,
pretty
sir.
Good. And you've got your sheep you take care of. You got any other animals besides sheep?
No, I used to show pigs, but, I mean, I just got too busy to do that, too.
Yeah, showing sheep, I mean, you got to clean them, you got to brush them, you got to blow dry them, you got to keep them clean.
Yes.
I mean, you got to work on hogs, don't get me wrong. I've showed all of them, but sheep's a whole different beast. It's well, worse than a calf almost.
Oh, and Colt's not big about bragging about himself, but I'm going to tell you, you know.
Talk to me.
It's an art to show sheep. It really is. You know, the way it's set up and – and how many showmanships have you won across the country?
Oh, I've
probably at least five or six big shows.
Right.
The biggest one I've won was last year at Louisville. I was a champion seamer showman.
Oh, cool. And, am I wrong or right to say I probably got two of the best showmen in the Western Oklahoma in the studio?
I would
right
say
now.
So. I mean, I think if we
she's kicked some.
We've
butt.
Got we. I mean, far as pigs covered and sheep covered, you know, we do. And like you know, I told you earlier, being in Western Oklahoma, we've got some of the best young kids in the country, and I would put them not just in my school, but in West Oklahoma and Southwest against any area in the country.
Well, Jay, I haven't got the privilege of watching you. I guess I could have watched it probably on live Facebook at OIE last year with you, and who knows what I was doing. I was probably in trouble with her dad. But,
probably.
I've seen her in action.
Yes.
She's serious. She's got a game face on when she hits that arena. Even Carter can't divert her attention.
No.
But that's great. Congratulations on that at Louisville.
Thank you.
That's a big deal. So where are all you guys going this fall?
I'll be going to Kansas City, Louisville, Denver. I think that's just about all the national shows.
Jancy, does Phoenix still have a big livestock show?
I think so.
They do have one, but last year, I don't know if they had it last year or not, just because going across to New Mexico, it was so crazy with the pandemic. I don't think anybody wanted to go across the state.
Yeah, because you couldn't even use their bathrooms.
Yeah, you couldn't even, you know. And I'm hoping, you know, that Denver, everybody still holds on. I think after last year, having to shut down, they're, you know, everybody wants to get out and show. I mean, it's amazing how many numbers have turned out.
Well, I remember my junior year in high school, we went to Phoenix, we went to El Paso, we went to Kansas City, we went to Louisville, Oklahoma City, Tulsa. El Paso was my favorite because that was back in the day when the FFA moms, and I'm not going to mention names, took us across the border into Juarez. And we come back and all of our stuff in our motel room in El Paso got stolen. Even the toothbrush. They stole our toothbrush.
Oh, my goodness.
But we did really good. You know, we had to have somebody with the stock all the time in the barn, which is smart, any show probably. And so, well, guys, thank you so much for joining us. And hope to have you back. And good luck on the stock show ring this year. Congratulations on your OIE.
Thank you.
And Jancy, you got anything?
I think you've got it pretty much covered here, Jimmy.
Well, Jeff, thank you for having us, and we look forward to an awesome year. And if we can do anything for the radio station, please let us know.
All right. It's the Day in Ag with Jimmy Clark on 96.5 KECO.
I do a lot of refinancing. I have a lot of discussion with refinancings, and there's various reasons for doing a refinancing, whether it is to help lower their payment or get a better rate, or maybe they're wanting to do some improvements. Just because the rates have fallen, that may not be a lot better of a deal for them than they currently have. There's various costs that are involved in a real estate loan. I want to sit down with them and kind of run some numbers and let them see some scenarios. Once they've determined that that's what they want to do, we generally take an application, and then I evaluate the application. We're able to make our own decisions. We don't have to send it up through a committee or to an underwriting department. We make our decisions right there. And I can generally have them an answer within the same day. that's the way I want to be treated. I don't want to sit around waiting and wondering. So I try to process and get the information as quickly to them as I can. I'm Joe Shepherd, and I help make the difference at First National Bank and Trust of Elk City and Sarah.
Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Paul Jones Drug in Elk City has moved up the street, and they're now open at their brand new location at 809 North Main Street. They will be better able to serve their customers with a drive-thru window, expanded compounding lab, and tons of parking. Plus, Paul Jones Drug still delivers in the Elk City area. Paul Jones Drug still has the same great owner and staff, and as always, they're friendly and knowledgeable. Come check out Paul Jones Drug's new location, 809 North Main Street in Elk City. Paul Jones Drug, care you can trust.
Happy birthday to the Spotted Hound Saloon. It's going to be the biggest party of the summer. First, Friday, July 16th is the Wet and Wild Foam Party. Lots of door prizes to be given away and everyone's favorite signature drink, the Hair of the Dog. And Scooby Snack specials for everyone. Then Saturday, July 17th, take in live music starring Igor and the Red Elvises. Featuring a dirty Red Elvis costume contest with Bads of the Bone prizes. Happy, happy birthday to the Spotted Hound Saloon. 1 mile north on Highway 54 in Weatherford.
Jimmy's all wound up and ready to go. Here comes more of Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark on 96.5 KECO.
I'm back. Jancy and I was in here discussing training, whatever you want to call it. Current temperature is 87 degrees. Winds are out of the south. Jancy is going to do our forecast. Hit it, girl.
I'm a weather man now. Whoa.
Get up the mic. Can you hear me?
I can hear you.
Okay. I can't hear you. Can you hear her? So, anyway, hang on. Let me turn this other button up. Oh, I know what the problem is. There you go. Try it now.
Can you hear me now?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, I'm a weatherman now.
Weather lady.
Weather lady.
Yeah, tell us all about that, Long Ranger.
Okay. I'm doing the forecast, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, tonight it's supposed to be breezy with a low of 73. Tomorrow there's a slight chance of storms with a high of 93 also tomorrow. Tomorrow night, 50% chance of storms with a low of 70. Friday morning, high of 92. Friday night, there will be 30% chance of storms with a low of 71. Come Saturday, high of 92. Saturday night, 30% chance of storms, low of 71. And on Sunday, the high of 93.
It's going to be hot. And our, I don't know if you guys have noticed how kind of murky looking it looks outside. The Sahara Desert dust is in the neighborhood.
I was wondering what that was.
That's what it is. They say it's good for our ground. We'll see.
We'll see.
So, I got a question for you.
Okay.
What is OYE?
What is OYE? OYE stands for Oklahoma Youth Expo, and it is actually the world's largest junior livestock show.
It's big.
It's huge.
Yeah, because you've been there, what, six, seven?
I've been there. I went my first time when I was 9, so 7 years.
7 years. And what's the best you've placed there?
The best I've ever done there was 7th overall Hamp Barra. So I made the Sale of Champions. That's the best I've ever done. And I've made the Night of Stars Gilt Sale 3 times since I've been there.
And how many hogs are there showing?
Oh, boy.
Remember?
For Barras, there's over 1,000.
Yeah. So you got in the sale, and there are, what, 50 in the sale? How many pigs are in the sale?
In the barrel part. The Barra sale, there's probably close to 50 or 60. Yeah.
So You got in the sale, so that's 50 out of 1,000.
Yeah,
you're good.
Yeah,
even though it's, you know, 7th place is good at that place.
Yeah, because I think there's close to 400 Hamp Barras there, and I was the 7th overall.
Yeah, that was great. Well, thank you for coming in today. Don't go nowhere because you might have to help me out here.
Okay.
But while I got you guys going, if you get your, when the new penny news will be out tomorrow, so go get your new penny news. But in the Penny News now, there's a Today in Ag, 2 pages in there. And Jerry Nine's got his cattle market debate hit Congress in there this past week. He's always got some funny stuff going on. All the consignment, or not necessarily consignments, but all the livestock auction reports are in there. Woodward Livestock Auction, Western Oklahoma Livestock Auction, Elk City Livestock Auction and Hobart Stockyards. And speaking of Hobart Stockyards, they're going on right now as you and I are talking.
Okay.
Have you ever been to Rex Fleming's Stockyards down there?
I don't think so. So
anyway, he actually delivers you lunch while you sit in your chair.
Really?
Yeah, it's usually a peanut butter jelly sandwich, but it's still good.
I might have to make a trip down there.
Yep. And then on the next page, we got stuff in there. Actually, Hobart Livestock Auction or Hobart Stockyards has got the sheep and goat auction coming up next, not this coming Saturday, but the last Saturday of this month. And they had over 800 there last month. So if you're needing a sheep or a goat, it's a place to go because that auction has come a long way since they started that deal. Also, you got some mineral tubs in here for sale from Purina, from Quentin down at the Farmers Co-op down there on Main Street in Elk City. Hello, Quentin. We had some of your people in the Red Room today. I keep forgetting what this is. It's a Red Room.
It's a Red Room.
But it's really marine. But yeah. Anyway, that is. And then also, there's this beautiful picture of my mug in there promoting the Today in Ag Show with Jimmy Clark on 96.5 KECO. I'm standing on my John Deere green no-till drill. It doesn't have any red paint on it at all. You see that picture?
Yeah, I see it.
It's green, right?
Yep.
That's pretty much you guys' equipment, too.
All green.
Those guys over there west of you near Delhi, they just don't know good equipment.
Yeah.
But anyway, but that's about all I have for you today. I guess nobody wanted to argue with me on the fixing your own tractor deal today, and I don't mean to say that in a bad way. I'm trying to see different points of view on what's going on with that. But it's Today in Ag. On 96.5 KECO, I'm Jimmy Clark. We'll see you guys tomorrow.
You've been listening to Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark on 96.5 KECO.
Hi, I'm Randy Renner on First Oklahoma Ag, helping rural residents with Social Security. Here's Michael Clements.
Social Security is extremely important to rural America, as many folks don't have access to pension plans and 401ks, and much of a farmer's assets may be tied up in land and machinery, not cash. However, getting information about Social Security may be challenging. AARP